And there's a thing in the Old Testament, it's in Proverbs and it's in Psalms, which is translated as the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Well, that's just helpful, isn't it? But if you look at it, the word is yira, which means respect or reverence. And the Lord at that level is Yahweh, which means the existing one, the existing Lord of the universe. That's what Yahweh means, the existing one, the existence of the law. So respect for the law of attraction is the beginning of wisdom. And the law of attraction is just like electricity. It will light a city or it will kill you. It's just how you treat it.
Yes, what a sobering message there. That goes to the heart of the matter. Yeah, and absolutely true, of course. Wow, okay. I think we've only got a couple of minutes now. I'll bring Camille back on because, well, we are eagerly anticipating our homework. I will take the prayer out and put that up for people to reflect on during the week. Camille, are you there? We're ready for our homework, aren't we?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, well, the best form of giving is to give it up.
Okay.
Give up. Give up to God. Give up to the source. Give up to the one. Give up to God. And so there's two homeworks. One is whenever you're given a compliment over Christmas, just say thank you.
Yes.
And where you can, give compliments. That's your gift for Christmas. Give compliments. Thank you. Just tell them they look beautiful. Tell them their eyes are lovely. Tell them they have wonderful skin. Compliment their clothes. Tell them they're wearing nice shoes. Tell them that they're wearing appropriate clothing or saying, you look like you're having fun. Just give with the words. Give the gift of your shine to other people. And then the other thing to do is give up the bitching. Give up the bitching for Christmas.
Yeah.
Just this once. For the sake of the sun, the new returning of the sun, give up the darkness, give up the bitching. And every time you want to bitch over Christmas, just button it. And something to appreciate instead. And I can guarantee that just doing that, even if you have to go out into the garden and scream, and that's a very good way of releasing stuff, go for the walk, get out into the nature. It's extraordinarily beautiful at the moment. It really is. Give it up. Give up this prejudice. Give up this stuff about Christmas being all about materialistic. That's their story. Stop making it your story. You know, write your story this Christmas. And the final thing to do is if you're going to have a really difficult Christmas with the family, well, one, give it up. Two, give them compliments. And three, now start planning Christmas next year. Start planning the Christmas you'd actually like to have. And tell them on Christmas afternoon that this time next year I'm going to Fiji. Tell them now. Because then they will have no way of griping at you or pulling you back later in the year. If you start telling them, next year I'm spending Christmas alone. Next year I'm going away. Next year I'm doing this. Do it.
Yep.
Have a happy Christmas.
Yes.
And it's not about you. It's just what I'd love to do. And I'm sure you'd love to see me having a great time at Christmas.
Yeah, because actually all we do is we want to see everybody else happy. And we set them such a good example.
All right, Maggie. That's been so great. Another wonderful show, and we're back.